Welcome to News Video Clip. As I predicted, President Trump's peace plan with Iran has fallen completely to pieces on day one. And it fell apart for the reason I predicted. Israel attacked Lebanon, which was a violation of the peace plan. So basically, Israel screwed over Trump, which is no surprise. All right, now we're going to go over to Newsmax. And they reported that Iran has closed the Strait of Hormuz, which is where all that oil flows out of the Middle East, which means our gas prices are going to go up again. Here's Newsmax with Republican Glenn Grothman, who still hasn't learned how to cut his hair. Let's see.
How frustrating is the fact that we're going to see gas prices go up again? We just spoke to an economist before, and he said, yes, we saw the prices go down because the Strait of Hormuz and the peace deal was reopened. Now it's closed again. He says we could see those prices jump as early as tomorrow morning.
Well, I'm a big supporter of President Trump, but again, sometimes you wonder if we shouldn't have let this war go on a couple more weeks so it was more apparent who won the war and who lost the war.
Well, I think Iran thinks it is apparent. They're broadcasting to anyone who will listen that they're going into this with the upper hand and with complete authority. So we'll see how that's handled in the negotiations. Congressman Glenn Grothman, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
All righty. So there you go. Even Newsmax practically admitting that Iran has won the war. And the fact of the matter is Iran, which is not a country I support because they are a fascist theocracy, they have outgained Trump every inch of the way. They have just made him and Hegseth and J.D. Vance look like amateur hour. All righty, let's move on now to President Trump. His name has come up again. The Trump Justice Department will not release some secret Epstein emails that may include Trump, reports CBS News. CBS reports that 3 million unreleased Jeffrey Epstein files include a secret Epstein email account that may contain references to Epstein's relationship with Trump going back to the early 2000s when Epstein and Trump were still in touch in New York and also in Palm Beach. So, golly, I wonder why Trump's Justice Department won't release these emails. I mean, what could they possibly be hiding? Golly, I can't imagine. All righty. Now, you may be wondering, is MAGA upset about the Iran peace plan falling apart? Are they upset about the Epstein files? Not at all. Here's what they're really angry about. CNN did a report on the DC reflecting pool where the water has turned green because of all this algae because of Trump's $14 million failed renovation project. So CNN tested this water and it came up really high in phosphates. Let's watch the report.
We're going to scoop up a water sample to see if we can get this tested.
CNN independently took the sample of water and consulted with a pool store that regularly tests water to help read the results. It showed phosphate levels far higher than what is recommended to keep algae at bay based on estimates for a pool that holds 6.5 million gallons of water.
If there's already some phosphate fertilizer in the water, that's really opportunistic, especially for the blue-green algae that confects nitrogen. So they are having a field day out here.
So there you go. Just a total disaster, $14 million disaster. And the people who are running this disaster are Trump donors. That's how they got this government contract. But clearly, they're incredibly incompetent. So MAGA is furious about this CNN report. And they were all over Twitter X today, just absolutely wetting their panties. So let's take a look at what some of them had to say. Here's Eric Daugherty, who pretends to be a journalist. He wrote, "Update, CNN is being ripped for running a full-color-fledged independent investigation of the reflecting pool. Actually, the only people ripping CNN are these right-wing paid influencers like Eric Daugherty. Oh, wow, here's Benny Johnson. You remember Benny Johnson. He's the accused multiple-time plagiarist who's been fired multiple times. Benny Johnson writes, "Let me get this straight. CNN has spent more energy investigating algae in the DC reflecting pool than they've spent on," and then he lists all these different things. Of course, the reality is CNN did that report. They only spent a couple of hours doing that report. It doesn't take that long to actually test water. And then Kristen Sokoloff, another right-wing paid influencer, she writes, "What an effing joke. CNN is obsessed with the reflecting pool while America burns with fraud, trafficking, and child abuse." Of course, she never mentions that Trump has come up in the Epstein files again. And then finally, we have Rob Schmidt, a loser from New York City, and he tweets, "If only they cared this much about Hunter's laptop." Man, when you have to go back to Hunter Biden to try to insult CNN, you're pathetic, Rob. Seriously, just delete your account, loser. All righty, those are all the stories we have for today. We have all the links to our stories right below the video. Unlike those right-wing paid influencers, those paid liars, unlike them, we back up all of our stories with evidence. All right, I want to thank everybody who has subscribed to this channel. Thank you guys, seriously, I really appreciate it. If this is your first time watching this and you like this video, please subscribe. If you hate this video, please subscribe. If you hate my guts, definitely subscribe. All right, we'll be back later with more stories.